I'd like to bring this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is 8:37 on February 1st. And present are Representative Johnson, Representative Wilson, Representative Holmes, myself, Chair Seaton. And we have three excused absences today, Representative Johansson, Ledoux, and Edgman. Today we will hear House Bill 41, which is transfer of Habitat Division from DNR to Fish and Game. And we closed public testimony on the 14th of February after two full meetings of public testimony. We had numerous calls from people wanting to express their opinions on this bill. However, what we told everyone was that if there was new information, new situation that had arisen since the close of public testimony, we would consider that new information, but that we have had ample public testimony on the issue. We had 26 organizations or individuals testify in support of that move, and we had two organizations and two constituents or individuals testify against that in our previous two hearings. That was against this bill. So those were where our testimony was. We have a few new materials. In your packet, you'll have a legal services comparison of House Bill 41 and the Fisheries Habitat Protection Initiative. An initiative has gathered signatures, and I believe has been certified. We'll find out. Yeah, must have been. And of course, that had to be presented to the legislature before the first day of the legislature. And the purpose for that timeline is so that the legislature has the ability to pass legislation that is substantially similar, and therefore an initiative process wouldn't need to go forward because the legislature would have acted to accomplish the goals of the initiative. We also have a letter from the Pebble Partnership, and on this bill, we didn't have comments from them before. I would draw people's attention to that letter, which states that they have seen quite a bit of they've seen quite a bit of testimony in the region that wants to see this go back. That they are concerned that there is a public perception that the permitting process is not enhanced by having the division in DNR instead of Fish and Game, and that they hope that the legislature and administration will work to solve the problem, and they're committed to working with us in whichever way we solve it. We also have a letter from Friends of the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge, and that's the further communication that we have. We have Representative Guerra. Representative Guerra, it's been a long time since we had the bill before us. Would you come forward and briefly touch on the purpose of the bill and any other relevant information you have at this point in time?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, I appreciate you taking the bill up. I think the strategy of the committee was a correct one. I think the move is more easily made by the administration if they want to do it, and we had hoped that they would have made a decision by now. They're still looking at it, and we're still in talks with them. But the whole purpose of the bill, I think, if you remember, we received testimony from former Fish and Game Commissioner Carl Rozier. And if you remember, every commissioner of Fish and Game from statehood until the time the habitat move was made by Governor Murkowski opposed the move. And they wrote us all a letter. And I think the guts of the issue is in their letter, where they said in the third paragraph, they really hit the nub of it. At the time of statehood, there was some consideration of only having one resource agency responsible for fish, wildlife, and development. And they realized that those were competing interests. And what they decided to do was create a Department of Fish and Game that was charged solely with the protection of our fisheries, habitat, and wildlife, and a Department of Natural Resources that had a job to balance the two. And depending on who your Resources Commissioner is, I think you can balance it one way or the other. But the purpose of putting the Habitat Division in the Department of Fish and Game is Habitat's job is to evaluate the habitat risk of a project. It's to evaluate the damage, potential damage to our fisheries or wildlife or other habitat. And that's appropriately a function for the Department of Fish and Game. And you know they'll do that function. I believe they do that function right now under DNR, but I'm not so comfortable that the next commissioner of DNR will do it as appropriately in the future. And so I think we do need to move the division back to the Habitat Department. I've told Commissioner Irwin I would have no problem if they, on their own, decided to move it, maybe not this year, but transition it over a couple years to make the transition smoothly. Because I really don't have a fear right now, today, under Commissioner Irwin. I do have a fear under a future commissioner. The other commissioners were Frank Rue, Ron Skoog, Jim Brooks, and Don Collinsworth, and you heard from them. You had asked, Mr. Chair, for me to take a look at the initiative and see whether the initiative, which I believe is still out there getting signatures, they have until the end of 2008, I think, to get their signatures. And the initiative is very similar to our bill. The central function or goal of the bill is to move the Division of Habitat back to the Department of Fish and Game. We asked Ledge Legal to compare the two. The only difference in the initiative is somehow they get rid of the duties of the Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources, totally. I don't know if that was a mistake. Our bill just gets rid of the, just says the Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources will no longer have a habitat management function over the Habitat Division because the division won't be there anymore. So I don't know if that was a typo in the initiative, but that's the only substantive difference Ledge Legal could find between the initiative and our bill. So you know, you've heard the issue. There was a lot of public testimony, and I think the Fisheries Committee was out in Western Alaska this summer where you heard a lot about the desire by local residents to move the division back to the Department of Fish and Game. And I received the email from the Pebble Partnership the other day, and I actually have a friend over there, and she sent me the email. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, no, I suppose they're going to oppose the move. So actually, when I heard you read the letter, I actually hadn't read the letter. I didn't get around to it. So I was actually surprised that they also support the move. And I think there are two reasons to move it. I mean, one is substantive. I think Fish and Game does a better job and has a stronger charge to protect our fisheries, and they've done a very good job at doing that since statehood. But the other is perception. And I think people need to understand that we have a resource agency here that has a charge to protect our fisheries. So with that, I'll just take questions because, I mean, the hearings, I think, were pretty long last year, and I think everybody understands the issue unless you've forgotten some of it.
Okay, and we have a question from Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very supportive of this bill and have been the entire time, so my question is a pretty easy one. It's on the last page of the bill, on page 11. The effective date, since we heard this bill last year, effective date is listed as July 1, 2007. Would you be amenable to us perhaps changing that so that we don't try to retroactively go back and move things around?
Sure. I have no problem with that. That would
say
be smart.
July 1st, 2008? Or pick your date.
I would even... ideally, they would transition it. I don't know how to do that in a bill, but I guess I would give them till January 1st, 2009 even.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and we'll look for that amendment at the appropriate time. Other questions for the sponsor legislation? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, you're always a pleasure to see you.
Nice to meet you too.
I am wondering if will this supplant or take away the need for the initiative, even though there's the one difference? Will that take the initiative off the table?
Yeah, it would for two reasons. One, the sponsors, I doubt, would spend the money to go get the signatures anymore because they don't have very many signatures. And so if we pass this, they probably wouldn't bother getting the signatures. But two, it's substantially similar. It does the same thing, and frankly, the only real difference is section numbers and what I think is probably a typo, the getting rid of the deputy commissioner's duties.
Representative Johnson, follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to ask if you'd be willing to accept the amendment to get rid of a deputy commissioner into your bill, because I think I think that, you know, we are some, and not picking on any, I don't even know who the deputy commissioner is, but, you know, if we can budget cut through initiative, I'm not sure that's not maybe a way to go. It seems to be the will of the people. It seems we don't have a lot, so I say that in jest, but I think it's not a bad plan if we're.
I think you and I should probably figure out who the deputy commissioner is first, right? I think it's Marty Rutherford, isn't it? Which might be a mistake. Oh, maybe we shouldn't debate that.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
And Representative Guerra, and Representative Johnson, let's make sure we go through the chair.
Through the chair, sorry.
Thank you, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make the comment that the governor has checked out and given us a letter saying that she's looked into both divisions and thinks that they're both doing a very good job. However, I think we're right on when we look at what the perception is, because the perception is, whether it is or not happening, I have found that perception is reality to people. And so with that in mind, I think probably this would be an okay thing to do. However, when the transition has already happened, I'm very happy that you're willing to let it transition, because it you know, it upsets the fruit basket. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure there's been some good positive things that have happened because of it, but perceptions are reality to the public. And having said that, I won't make any more comments.
Thank you. And I wanted to make a clarification, Representative Guerra, and that was on the Pebble letter. The Pebble letter didn't say that they necessarily supported which way we solve this problem, but they identify that it is a problem with perception in the area, and they are in agreement that the perception that the permitting process is not has raised a perception question that needs to be solved, and so that they are supportive of any way that we solve that problem. So I just wanted to make sure that we all understood that. There's also the question that we asked Ledge Legal about an EO, and the way it's been interpreted is an executive order has to be given to us by the, so that we have 60 days in which to act before the end of the session. There's some confusing language and interpretations, but that the current interpretation is that an executive order needs to be to us before, while we still have 60 days to act in a legislative session. Are there any other committee comments or questions for the sponsor? See none? Oh, just, yes, Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, if you could kind of go through your intent, or are you intending to pass this out today? Is that what you'd like to do?
Yes, Representative Johnson. I think that the committee has heard the bill fully. We have apparently one amendment to come before us. And then I think that it's our time to move it on to another committee so that the process can go forward. And again, just for everybody's understanding, the reason this is still in committee was that Representative Guerra came forward with the bill. The executive order authority allows the executive to organize the departments within government, and then we have 60 days in which to overturn that. That's the way this move took place. And so when this was introduced at the first of the new governor's term, we decided in here that we were going to give a year for the administration to work on memorandums of understanding, do their investigations before we went forward with the legislation. And so that's the reason why it's been in committee. Representative Holmes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Representative Holmes, did you have an amendment?
I did. I would like to offer amendment number one, and that would be on line 11, line 11, page 11, in section 24, to delete the last three words, July 1, 2007, and replace them with January 1st, 2009.
Okay. Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Is there further discussion on the bill? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support doing this. I think I agree with the perception. It raises a bigger concern to me, though, and outside the context of fishing and mining and everything else, that we have people, that the perception is that people who work in government can't be objective, that there is a hierarchy that does not allow people to come forward, and in this case it would be the fish biologist. I'm concerned that perception exists, and I'd be much more concerned if that were reality. So if I thought any department head, commissioner, was stopping good science from advancing, regardless of if it's oil and gas, if it's fishing, if it's mining, the perception that a commissioner is able to do that concerns me. But if that is reality, it concerns me even more. I would be very, I think that would border upset, and I don't get upset often, if I thought there was a commissioner up there saying you can't do your job and you can't bring forth good science because it's not the philosophy of this particular administration or this particular person, and that would concern me. I don't think that exists. I think that people in the state are able to do their jobs and take their grievances and their opinions forward and have them evaluated and recognized. But if I ever thought for a second that wasn't the case, that if there was a department of, and let's take this as an example, if the fish biologist couldn't take their concerns forward and have them vetted in an open and clear process and make decisions based on good science and not what the politics of the moment would be, that would be very concerning to me. I don't think that's the case here, but that perception, if it is in fact reality, would be greatly concerning to me, that we have an organization or a group of state employees that don't feel they can bring their opinions forward. They are the foot soldiers on the ground, and they're very important to our process. And if at any time we ever stifle that and don't allow people, regardless who they work for, to come forward with good science, good information, good policy, and advance it, that's going to be a very bad day for this state. So I just, as an overall view, this bill excluded, I'm concerned that the perception is that a commissioner or anyone could stop good science or good policy from bubbling to the surface in any department, regardless of what the subject. So that's a great concern to me, and I hope it's not the case. I've not found it to be the case, but if I do find it to be the case, I would hope that I would have a lot of support from the legislature to make sure that kind of behavior is not tolerated in any department. This is clarification. I think it's a good step. I do support it, but I do want to go on record that I don't think that anyone has been, their opinions have been stifled or good science not been allowed to come forward because of what department they're in. And once again, if we ever do find that out, I would expect there to be a righteous indignation rise up from this body and the community as a whole to stop that type of behavior from happening. So I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holmes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to weigh in with some similar sentiments. Normally I don't try to take committee's time to more or less back up what somebody else has said, but I think in this case it's important enough that it ought to be said more than once. This bill is not a reflection in any way, shape, or form of us saying Habitat hasn't been doing its job. Habitat has been doing its job. It did its job in Fish and Game. It's doing its job in DNR. Fine folks in the Habitat division are not at all under attack here. We are trying to support them. We are trying to support the process. This is looking forward. Where does this department best belong going forward? Where should that weighting fall? And I believe strongly it should fall on having it in Fish and Game, protection for the future. From a structural standpoint, that is not in any way, shape, or form an indictment of how Habitat has been working in DNR, the commissioners of DNR. This is simply saying in the future, we feel more comfortable having it in Fish and Game. We feel that the Habitat division belongs in Fish and Game. I'm very supportive of this bill and as a framework for the future, but this is in no way an indictment of what has been happening in that department in the last few years. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Representative Wilson.
And I fully agree with that. It has nothing to, I mean, I don't even want to think that we're questioning the integrity of those people in any way, shape, or form. The atmosphere of this state right now, because of some of the things that have happened in, you know, just in this year alone, or in the last year, perception is, we need to really watch that, and what we're doing is just putting it back so that folks will not have an excuse to use that as an excuse to complain about things. And I really think that it will make a lot of people feel better. Probably there won't be hardly any changes at all, but people themselves will feel better because they've got it in their heads that the perception is there's something underhanded going on. So to make sure that perception is gone and we can go forward, and many, many people will feel better because of this. So I think it needs to be really on the record that's why we're doing this.
And I would like to say that there is another perspective on this, and that is that, you know, we've been dealing with ethics a lot. And if our intent in the legislature, that Habitat functions under a mission of fish and game, and we expect them to do that under the mission statement that they are charged to enforce of DNR, which is a different mission statement, at some point we put those employees, our expectation puts those employees at some kind of an ethical dilemma. And so I don't think that we've had any problems at all with the people. I don't think we have any problems with it going forward, but we do have that dueling mission statements. And if we believe that the mission of Habitat Division is more appropriate, that what we want them to execute is the mission statement of fish and game, then we should not have them under the mission statement and tell them that their job is to execute the mission statement that is under the hiring of DNR. And not that either one of those mission statements is bad, but we just have to make sure that we're not expecting people to enforce one mission statement if they are actually in a department that has a different mission statement. So I think that this is clarification for employees as well as for everybody else. And on my point, there is absolutely no indication that anyone has been doing anything incorrectly or anything else. We're just looking at policy going in the future and how we as a legislature believe that those sections of a department should operate. Are there any other comments? Do I have a motion to move this bill from committee? Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 41, 25-LS0225/C with attached fiscal notes.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you. As amended with attached fiscal notes.
And individual recommendations.
Individual recommendations. I'm the freshman minority member. I don't get to do this very often.
Well, I'm glad you have your opportunity today. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, HB 41 is amended with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. We'll move from committee, and we appreciate everybody's participation in this. I would like to, I should have said earlier that Representative Holmes and I were selected to attend a permitting conference, continuing legal education strategies in permitting at the beginning of this session in Anchorage. And at that permitting strategies legal seminar, I asked the department whether there would be any hiccups in permitting if this move took place. And the response was that although the DNR person that was giving the presentation enjoyed having the people in his department where I met with them, that they saw no major hiccups with the functioning of permitting with Habitat in either department. And so we do have that as well. And so I just wanted to make sure that the committee was aware of that. With that, there are no meetings scheduled next week, and we will be adjourned. And it is 9:04.